And the Lord said unto Noah, Come, thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph died, and all his brethren, and all that generation. For he said, Because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. And the Lord's anger was kindled against Israel, and he made them wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord was consumed. Surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land, which I swear to give unto your fathers. And the space in which we came from Kadesh Barnea until we were come over the brook Zered was 38 years, until all the generation of the men of war were wasted out from among the host, as the Lord sware unto them. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Even to his tenth generation shall he not enter into the congregation of the Lord. An Ammonite or Moabite shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. Even to their tenth generation shall they not enter into the congregation of the Lord forever. The children that are begotten of them shall enter into the congregation of the Lord in their third generation. So that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land, shall say when they see the plagues of that land, and the sicknesses which the Lord hath laid upon it, They have corrupted themselves, their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith. And also all of that generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the Lord said unto Jehu, Because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in mine eyes, and hast done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in mine heart, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. This was the word of the Lord which he spake unto Jehu, saying, Thy sons shall sit on the throne of Israel unto the fourth generation. And so it came to pass. And that these days it should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. There were they in great fear. For God is in the generation of the righteous. A seed shall serve him, it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. He shall go to the generation of his fathers, they shall never see light. Now also, when I am old and grey-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to every one that is to come. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength, and his wonderful works that he hath done, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following let their name be blotted out. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts.
For riches are not for ever, and doth the crown endure to every generation? There is a generation that curseth their father, and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, and the needy from among men.
One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth for ever. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Neither shall the Arabian pitch tent there, neither shall the shepherds make their fold there. It shall not be quenched night nor day. The smoke thereof shall go up for ever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it for ever and ever. And he hath cast a lot for them, and his hand hath divided it unto them by line. They shall possess it for ever. From generation to generation shall they dwell therein. For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be for ever, and my salvation from generation to generation. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, We are lords, we will come no more unto thee. Cut off thine hair, O Jerusalem, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on high places. For the Lord hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. Therefore the wild beasts of the desert with the wild beasts of the island shall dwell there, and the owls shall dwell therein, and it shall be no more inhabited for ever, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. Thou, O Lord, remainest for ever, thy throne from generation to generation. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders! His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. And at the end of the days I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth for ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. But Judah shall dwell for ever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. And he sighed deeply in his spirit, and saith, Why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angel. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Then said he to the multitude that came forth to be baptized of him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? And the Lord said, For unto then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And when the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, This is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet. For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them. For she came from the utmost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonas. And behold, a greater than Jonas is here. That the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, may be required of this generation, from the blood of Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, which perished between the altar and the temple. Verily I say unto you, it shall be required of this generation. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely. For the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. But first must he suffer many things, and be rejected of this generation. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation, for his life is taken from the earth? For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep, and was laid unto his fathers, and saw corruption. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, They do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.